McGuire. And on today's edition of the Paul McGuire Report, I want to talk to you about what's happening in America and what's happening on planet Earth. I got a text message a couple of days ago, as I said to you, from a friend who all around him, he was in like one of the key areas of the giant storm that hit Florida and some of the surrounding areas. And he said roofs were just ripping off the homes and just flying down the street. And I texted him back and I simply said that I'd be praying for him. And I always pray right then and there. And I prayed in the text to him. And I said, we're going to plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your home and land, etc. And we're going to ask the Lord to alter the course somewhat of the storm. And as it turned out, he and his home and his family were spared. Now, I wasn't the only one praying. I'm not even remotely alluding to that. There were probably hundreds of thousands of people praying for those people. And collectively, I believe all those prayers allowed many people to be spared. Why did some people's houses not get spared? I don't know. I'm not God. That's the closest answer I can give you. So we're in, then I was talking to somebody who is in a very knowledgeable field. And he was talking to me. He said, you know, Paul, you're old enough. I'm old enough to remember that there's never been a time like this before with all this ultra chaos and stuff like that. And I agreed with him. I said, in fact, I said, I don't think there's ever been a time in the history of the world where things have been the way they are. And he said, well, why do you say that? I said, well, because of technology. Technology takes everything to an entirely different ball game. And because of technology, everything is amplified, everything is accelerated. And as I talked about on a previous program, you know, we have geoengineering technology, which simply means we can change, manufacture, and alter the weather. We have weather modification technology, which simply means we can alter, modify, and change the weather. So as I'm driving home from the grocery store last night, having had these conversations and stuff, the PBS station is, some guest is saying, well, he was very arrogant in his tone, but so what? And he said, this has got to be absolute proof to anybody that climate change is real. You know, climate change is real. It's obvious the climate is changing, but what's causing the climate change to change? And if you read and study and think deeper than just the superficial answers that are being manipulated your way, you come to realize that there are truths behind the truths. And I'll just leave it for there right now. So we're in a time period like no ever time period. And this refrain, this reverberation, you hear it constantly in the media. I heard it in the radio. You see it on the television. The people reporting, the people broadcasting, they have absolutely no answer whatsoever, none whatsoever. And then in juxtaposition to all of this chaos and madness, we have an internal chaos and madness in the fragmentation of our social structures, of our way of life, not just in America, but all over the world. So the question is, obviously, what are you going to do about it? What am I going to do about it? And the first thing that I'd like to respond to you with on the Paul McGuire Report, and by the way, I'm Paul McGuire, the first thing I'd like to respond to you with is this. Our first responsibility before our families and friends and society, communities and nation, our first responsibility is to survive. Because unless we survive, nothing is going to happen. There could be no good emerging. So as primal as it may seem, we must remind ourselves that our first order of business is to survive. Food, clothing, shelter, and so on and so forth. Now, as Christians, our perception of survival would be perhaps different than maybe other people's perception of survival. And what do I mean by that? I mean that God is love. As I was saying on the program the other day, God is love. And Jesus Christ said to us, love one another. By this will all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. So if we have the agape, the selfless love of Jesus Christ in our hearts, first and foremost, we are to love one another. And it is then and only then, it is out of the context of love, God's love, selfless love, agape love, it is out of the context of love that we are then able to properly survive. Now, when you contrast that with pure animalistic Darwinian survival, which preaches the religious tenet, might makes right, the fittest survive, and the teaching of Darwinian evolution and secular humanism, etc., is a reductionist viewpoint on the stature of man and man's purpose and mission in the cosmos and on Earth. And what I mean by that is that everything we do as Christians, including survival, flows out of the higher context that God is love. You see, we as Christians, if we're true Christians, we're not about the fittest will survive, might makes right. We're not about adhering to an animalistic doctrine of dog eat dog, you know, that we're just savage beasts in the jungle, and the beast that is the most ruthless deserves to survive. That thinking represents, by the way, and it's prevalent in our society because it's that thinking has been indoctrinated into the hearts and minds of millions of young people in America and around the world. But that doctrine of thinking reveals among the people that adhere to it, whether it's Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum, or his right-hand man, or the Bank of International Settlements that handles the global monetary system, they adhere to the might makes right thinking. But they do so out of an animalistic perception of mankind and men and women. They perceive that we're nothing more than animals or subhuman. Therefore, because they falsely perceive out of their own delusion, which is Luciferian, by the way, they falsely perceive that they are some kind of species of superior, more powerful, more intelligent human beings. And as such, due to that, which is a lie, by the way, due to that, they have the right to rule over, dominate, oppress, kill, and slaughter by the billions of people, all the children, men and women on planet Earth. You say, what are you talking about? I say to you, what are you talking about? Do you read? Did you look at the evidence of what they believe in the Georgia Guidestones that was recently torn down, where the humanists stated their goals, and one of their key goals was to reduce the Earth's population by something like 7 billion people in the next number of years. If you look at UN Agenda 2030, their goal is to radically reduce the Earth's population by any means necessary. That's their verbiage, by the way. And the verbiage, by any means necessary, is also the verbiage of communism and Marxism, which when they talk about the lie of a workers' paradise, which would be synonymous with the lie of the World Economic Forum, which lies to you and tells you that you'll own absolutely nothing, but you'll never be happier in your life. That's synonymous with we're going to give you a workers' paradise. Both are lies designed to pacify you designed to get you to go along with the program, which is in actuality your death sentence. Now, that's not love. So when we look at the human race and those that would self-assume the right to be what I call pharaoh god kings, in their delusion, they think that they have the right to pretend to be God and to act like God. And the problem with that is they're not God. There's only one God, and that's the true God, Jesus Christ, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Forgive me for my throat. The weather in the area of California where I am is insane. It's either 100 degrees plus, or it's cold or whatever. And so I literally walked outdoors and walked back indoors and lost my voice. but bad voice or no bad voice, I'm going to do the program. So we contrast this with biblical truth, which teaches us that the supreme being is love. God is love. So everything God does, the true God, not the God of Luciferian illusion, the true God created mankind in his own image. In the image of man, he created them both male and female. And the template, which revealed the intent of God's heart for mankind, was the fact that he allowed mankind and placed mankind, Adam and Eve, to live in paradise, the Garden of Eden. And he created every man and woman alive to live for all eternity with him in paradise in a brand new glorified body. In God's full spectrum of creation, which is the new heaven, the new earth, and the new Jerusalem. And all of that flows out of love. Why? Because it is the passionate and burning desire of God due to his love to reach out through his people and save as many people as possible, save as many souls as possible. Why? Because God is love. He's infinitely loving, and he wants as many of his people, his men and women and children, he wants the largest number possible to be with him in heaven and to live with him forever and ever and ever. You see, the picture of God, which is accurate, which is the way the Bible depicts it, the Bible depicts God as a loving God. The false picture, which is a distortion, which is a virtual reality, which is an artificial reality, which is a matrix, the matrix Luciferian distortion of reality, depicts man as soulless, depicts man living in a hierarchical structure where the super globalist occult Luciferian elite rule from the very top of the pyramid. You look in the back of the U.S. dollar, you go down and towards the upper part of the pyramid, you see the all-seeing eye of Lucifer. On the base of the pyramid, you see the words in Latin, Nuvos Order Seclorum, which means New Order of the Ages, or New World Order. And now it's called the Great Reset. The Great Reset is nothing more than a rebranding of the New World Order. But how you know, how you're able to measure, how you're able to discern what is of God or not is you have to know the Word of God, which is the Bible, and you have to be able to discern the fact and have a biblical worldview which properly understands that God is love. God is love. This is critical. The world system all around us is about ruthless flesh, fallen man, sinful man, selfishness, greed, and it's the antithesis of the love of God. Now, we've been placed here to live in a time period such as this, but our effectiveness in doing anything comes from to what degree or another we're willing to walk in the love of God, and to allow the love of God to be shed abroad in our hearts. So true effectiveness versus counterfeit effectiveness has to do with how much of the love of God are you going to build in your world? How much of the love of God will you allow to be constructed in your heart? And somebody who's walking in the love of God doesn't lie to people, doesn't commit evil, doesn't compromise sacred and holy sub-molecular programming that God put in our body before the beginning of time. You see, somebody who's walking in the love of God doesn't succumb to that myopic evil, because myopic evil operates and is fueled by satanic hatred. You and I are not fueled by satanic hatred. So the way we win the world to Jesus Christ is we love people into the kingdom and speak truth to them, and we love one another as Christ loved the church. This is critical. I need your help in doing this, because as you can see from the cover of my book, and where is the cover of my book, by the way? Well, I'll have it for you in a second. The book, thank God, is at the printer. I'm looking for it. It's here somewhere. The book is at the printer right now. There's still time for you to go to paulmcguire.us and order the book at a discount if you pre-order now. Now, the book is something like 434 pages. It's packed with, it's the book by God's grace. I need you to pray for the book, that the anointing of God would be upon it, and God would use it as a vehicle and a tool to reach people with the light of Jesus Christ. So visit paulmcguire.us and grab yourself a copy before they're sold out in the first printing. And also, I need you to pray for me, my family, and this ministry, and spread our links far and wide. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. We will be back in just... Hi, this is Paul McGuire. As I said to you, you need to grab yourself a copy of my brand new book, Power from On High, which is at the printer right now. And you can do that by going to paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. This is just a rough shot of the front and back cover. And that picture of me there, I don't know if you can see it, but the picture of me there was shot in Grand Central Station in New York City. And notice the time on the clock, and I'm standing beneath the clock. Notice the time, and you know what that means. So it took me 3 years to write the book. The book in its rough form was 4,000 pages, and I kept going through it and through it and through it. Now it's something like 431 pages, and it gives an analysis of what's happening on a spiritual level, a scientific level, a historical level, and most of all, a level of the Bible and Bible prophecy. And then it gives a solution based on the Word of God, which is that God's people need to be filled with power from on high, or the power of the Holy Spirit. And I explain that not in religious terms. I explain it in contemporary, fast-moving terms that you and people you might be talking to can relate to. I talk about my own journey searching from truth, being raised in an atheistic, secular humanist household, taking psychedelic drugs with Dr. Timothy Leary, Harvard LSD professor, majoring in filmmaking and altered states of consciousness at the University of Missouri, being a radical activist in radical politics in the 70s, a science fiction feature film producer living in the Hollywood Hills up on Lookout Mountain Avenue, a professor of eschatology, Bible prophecy, and a regular commentator and debater on the Fox News Network for over 10 years, CNN, the History Channel, and pastor of Paradise Mountain Church. And the goal for this book is to reach the people that are totally turned off by religion, but they're starving for the reality of truth. And I know you've met many people like that. I've met many people like that. So that's the purpose of the book. And share it and give it to people. And watch what happens. And you take baby steps of obedience before the Lord. It's amazing what God will do in terms of blessing your efforts. And I strongly encourage you, it's when the Lord speaks to you in that still small voice, or when the Lord speaks to you through his intuitive voice, or that nudging, that gentle nudging the Lord gives us to share with people the truth of God, always by loving them first, we can win countless numbers to Jesus Christ in our nation, and it will spread around the world. A lot of people, it's amazing, a lot of people get upset if you dare to mention even the possibility of an authentic biblical, biblical revival, or an authentic biblical Great Awakening. I talk about that in the book Power from On High. But also, I talk about the warning side, which is there is the very real reality of a counterfeit revival, a demonic revival, a great delusion, and you need to be schooled in the Word of God to be able to discern the difference between the counterfeit of the Holy Spirit, a counterfeit revival, versus an authentic, legitimate, biblical revival. And I go into that in Power from On High. But I wrote this book. I cried out to God for 3 years, but even before COVID hit, I was crying out to God. I pulled back from speaking and making most of appearances. I pulled back, and the Lord led me to seek him privately. And so I cried out to God. I fasted to God. I sought the Lord. I studied his word. And my main prayer was, Lord, give me your wisdom. Give me answers from your word that I might share this with your people in the time period, in the time of challenge that we're in. And so after 3 years of agonizing over this book and the contents and feeling this enormous weight of responsibility to tell the truth and to tell it accurately, finally the Lord, speaking through my wife, helped turn on the lights, and I realized that God's people needed to be reintroduced to a biblical truth that has kind of fallen to the side, even though it's probably one of the most important truths in the Bible, the reality of power from on high, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. It's one of the most important and powerful teachings in the Bible, but due to religion, and remember, religion is the counterfeit of revival, it's rejected. Think about this. The whole teaching on the Holy Spirit is rejected. Now, the teaching I put in there is biblical. I'm not going off on some wacko, lunatic, counterfeit revival, false prophet teaching. What navigates the course of the book and what navigates the course of my life and this ministry, Paul McGuire Ministries and Paradise Mountain Church, is the Word of God. The Word of God is our final authority above any experience, so-called vision, dream, or anything else. It's always the Word of God first. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. Spread this far and wide, would you? Visit paulmcguire.us. Order a copy of Power from On High today. Spread the links of our messages. And I believe together, we'll work together in love, we can ignite a revival, a biblical revival. How large, that's up to God. It's not a matter of how large, how big. That's all worldly analysis. It's all about obeying God. We don't produce revival. God does. We obey him, and the size, and if it even comes, is up to him. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us, and we'll be back in just a moment. And I want to thank you for listening to today's Paul McGuire. This is Paul McGuire again. Thank you for your prayers. And Power from On High is at the printer. And if you order it at paulmcguire.us, that's paulmcguire.us, you can get a discount if you pre-order it now. I just want to read to you some of the bullet points on the back so you know what it's about, okay? Power from On High, the Luciferian globalist elite and the Great Reset Plan to transform America into a totalitarian state. Heavy stuff, huh? But it's true. The Pilgrims and Puritans built America on biblical principles and God's supernatural power, which produced the American dream. Of all the nations of the world, there's only one nation, America, that has an American dream, or a dream of any kind, the American dream, and that's because of the Bible. The Luciferian elite are planning to reduce the Earth's population by billions of people through freak weather, pandemics, plagues, food shortages, nuclear, biological, and chemical warfare. The Great Reset is prepared to embed billions of people with a nanochip which allows you to buy and sell, use the digital ID for electronic surveillance, implant thoughts in your mind, and insert artificial memories. The transhumanists' plan involves creating artificial human beings with synthetic DNA. That's been going on incrementally and accelerating for the last 15, 20 years. I have been writing about this in my books for you. In my book, A Prophecy of the Future of America. My book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World. My book, The Day the Dollar Died. Conquering the Matrix. All available now at a discount at paulmcguire.us. I've been tracking this for decades. Okay, in the book, I teach from God's Word spiritual warfare and the fact that spiritual warfare is accelerating in America and the world into a last days battle that will precede the second coming of Jesus Christ. It is possible to turn the tide of the spiritual battle in America using the same power that resurrected Jesus Christ from the dead. You can discover what the power of the Holy Spirit, or power from on high, can do in your life. Power from on high can unleash an authentic biblical great awakening that will usher in the last day's soul harvest. And I don't know if I'm going to write, this may be my last book. I don't know. I went through probably more spiritual warfare writing this. And enough of that. Don't feel sorry for me. I don't feel sorry for me. I consider it a privilege. I consider it a privilege to live in America where we still have, even though it's under assault, we still have freedom of the press, freedom of religion, freedom of speech. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to write a book like that. But we need to be stewards of America, and we can't let it, we can't lose America. America is one of the last city on a hill on planet Earth that shines whatever remains of the biblical gospel of Jesus Christ. So join me on this last day's mission, okay? Join me on this last day's mission. Together we can take the land like Joshua and Caleb. All right, I've got all of them. I've got the cell phone going, the professional camera going. I don't have the laptop camera going, because that would be just too much for me to handle. I want to thank you, by the way, those of you that have partnered with me all these years. I have people listening right now. You've been partnering with me for 25 years or more. Some of you have been listening to me on AM, FM, on the Paul McGuire show, the syndicated one. Many of you watched me for years on Fox and CNN and the History Channel and continue to listen and watch. And I thank God for each and every one of you. We're in this together. You're my brother and sister in Jesus Christ. You and I, because we're born again and the Holy Spirit lives inside of us, we are members of the true body of Jesus Christ. What a privilege, huh? What a privilege. But I want you to visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. And let people know, send them the links of our program. Get them a copy of this book for holiday or birthday, and circulate it. Just don't hoard it. Circulate it. Use it as a seed planter or a discussion starter. And let me just turn this off. PaulMcGuire.us. And then it's amazing, in this day of social media, it shocks me that so many young people come up to me and read my books, which are sometimes, you know, they download a lot of information. And it's because they're hungry for truth. They're not hungry for boredom. I'm not hungry for boredom. Okay, so I was being bombarded with phone calls and media and stuff, personal acquaintances and friends and stuff. People, you know, going through intensity because of the storms and everything. And the Lord said to me, Paul, I want you to continue to give out truth and facts and explain things in a simple way, and to equip my people both biblically and intellectually and scientifically, etc. the Lord said to me in a still small voice, I want you to continue to do that. See, this ministry, and this is not a matter of boasting, this ministry has been called by God. I just didn't invent it out of my own fanciful heart. I have been called by God to do this ministry. I was supernaturally called by God into this kind of ministry, oh, I don't know, less than a year after I was saved. So this ministry is not the product of a good idea. Nothing wrong with a good idea, but it's not a product of a good idea. It's a product of God supernaturally called me to this ministry. And there are many other people God has supernaturally called into the ministry. And therefore, this ministry has always been from day one a partnership between me and you. And then the Lord said, Paul, in addition to giving people facts and an update, and that's very important, but there are people that can do that, and that's true. He said, I always want you to be sensitive to my voice because people need to be ministered to right now spiritually. They're under tremendous stress. They're concerned about their livelihood, their jobs, the economy, the nation, their children, themselves. People are under a lot of stress right now. And the Lord spoke to me in a still small voice and said, Paul, I always want you to make yourself available to minister to the people through the Paul McGuire Report and Paradise Mountain Church and other means. I want you to make sure you make yourself available to minister to my people and under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, set them free from fear and anxiety. Give them a biblical reason for hope. Teach them about the promises of God. Help them to break the bondages off their shoulders in their life. Minister life to them and teach them, you know, how to simply and biblically and easily call out to God to walk in the power of His Holy Spirit. And then teach practical things, like you don't have to be a crazy wacko to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And you don't have to be. You know, you don't have to be. So remember, we gain our strength. That's why Jesus Christ said these words. When two or more of us are gathered together in His name, Jesus' name, there He is in the midst of us. And that's what we're doing right now. We do it physically when we can, or we do it electronically when we can. The fact that there are two or more of us gathering together on earth in His name, we know that Jesus Christ right now, in the middle of the electronic distribution and digital distribution of the Paul McGuire Report, Jesus Christ is gathering together in our midst right now, invisibly. And He's ministering to us. And if you want to see your prayers answered with even more power, then you pray with your brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. With your brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. You know, I believe in what's called minimalism, and I believe in what's called, this goes way back in my early days of radio, I believe in simplicity. I remember watching Art Bell, and I was a guest on Art Bell's program more than once, and I've continued to be a guest on Coast to Coast with George Norrie. I remember being a guest on Art Bell's program for 3 hours live. This is way back. But I remember looking at Art Bell in his studio, and it was a very simple studio. And Art was the radio talk show host of the Art Bell Show. He was the host. He ran the show. He took call. He did everything. I do most of the production values. And you probably say, oh, yeah, I can tell. Well, yeah, you can tell. But you see, I believe in minimalism. And the downside to minimalism is your camera shuts off in the middle of the thing. But you know what? I don't care. I mean, you may care and say it's not professional. And you're right. It isn't professional. But it's real. And given the difference between real and professional, I'll take real any day because real should be theoretically aligned with truth. I mean, I'm not going to name the name, but one of the biggest cable news networks in the world is airtight in its professionalism, all its bells and whistles, its electronic displays, its graphics, etc. It's a phantasmagorical light show machine that broadcasts all over the world. But the important thing is it really telling you the truth. So I've found that minimalism, where you just let it let it be. And I don't mean it in the sense of the Beatles, let it be, okay? I mean it in the sense of my priority is trying to be transparent and real, not being slick and overly hyped up, if you know what I mean. Now, that obviously requires a balance, and there's a risk and danger in that, and that is you can go too far in the other direction, which I have been guilty of, and then you got to rein it in a little bit. What I want to say finally to you on the Paul McGuire report today is this. We are moving into a time unparalleled in human history. God will see you through. God will give you the power. God will give you the strength, the guidance. But you just have to seek him and turn your heart and your mind towards him and call on him. The last several weeks or more, I've had difficulty sleeping, and it's turned out to be a blessing because it's opened the door for me to engage in some of the most powerful intercessory prayer that I've ever experienced, because I don't have a choice. I'm you know, awake, and I just begin to direct my heart and my thoughts and my mind to the Lord. And I don't always go blah, 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 blah to the Lord. I pour my heart out to the Lord, but it's from my mind and spirit. I'd be exhausted if I had to talk to the Lord verbally for hours in intercessory prayer. Sometimes I do, but I can't do that most of the time. And I find, and this might help you if you have trouble sleeping or you know, your thoughts are besieging you, I've found that when you draw close to God in prayer, at first you may not experience or feel anything. But if you continue on, it's really subtle and it's very slow, but all of a sudden you feel the presence of the Holy Spirit begin to minister to you in a very gentle but distinct way. And then you sense God's presence drawing close to you. And then you start to think thoughts that are built on the Word of God, are built on the promises of God. And then your heart starts to be filled with the joy of the Lord and the peace of the Lord. And the next thing you know, you're caught up in a prayer state, you're praying to God, and it's like 3 hours could go by and you hardly notice it. Now, sometimes you fall asleep, but that's okay, because when you wake up, you don't force it. You don't force your prayer with the Lord, because that'll keep you up, and that'll keep you filled with adrenaline. You simply pour out your heart to the Lord, and out of your inmost being will flow rivers of living water. God's intention in giving you the Holy Spirit is to release the rivers of living water flowing out of your inmost being. And when those rivers of living water flow out of your inmost being, that's the third person of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The rivers of living water are the Holy Spirit of God flowing out of your inmost being. They begin to minister to you. They begin to minister to people around you. And this is something I believe you may have difficulty with it. But from a scientific perspective, everything in our reality is composed of EMF, electromagnetic frequencies. I'm not talking about 5G at this particular moment. I'm talking about physics. I'm talking about quantum physics, quantum mechanics. Everything in our reality, such as me talking to you via this technology, or you listening and watching via this technology, all of this, including me talking to you, comes from a projection of specific electromagnetic frequencies. So the nature of reality that we look at is composed of electromagnetic frequencies. Now, because reality is a projection of electromagnetic frequencies, that's not New Age, that's not Hinduism, that's not Kundalini spirit power, that's simply physics. So when the rivers of living water flow out of our inmost being, it's not like water from the faucet or bottled water. The rivers that are flowing out of our inmost being comes from the fact that our inmost being represents the temple of the Holy Spirit. Our inmost being represents the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so when the rivers of living water flow out of our inmost being, it's very much like in the book of Revelation, where God's throne room is. The throne room of God is depicted in the book of Revelation. And in the book of Revelation, it talks about how the rivers of living water flow out from under the throne room of God. And then they form a kind of river of life that replenish the nations. They nourish trees which produce fruit for the healing of the nations. So the rivers of living water that come out from under the throne room of God are rivers of life. They're not rivers of death. And they produce fruit trees that the fruit is for the healing of the nations. So what do you think God's trying to tell us? In your life, in my life, and when God tells us to minister to somebody, if we're walking in the presence of the Lord, the rivers of living water will flow out of our inmost being. And remember, just like there's the throne room of God in heaven, you and I on earth are the temple of the Holy Spirit. In your inner man or woman, there's the temple of the Holy Spirit, and it's from out of the temple of the Holy Spirit that the rivers of living water are flowing. And they go into the invisible realm or spiritual realm, and they're also composed of good electromagnetic frequencies, and they heal people, they save people, they deliver people, just like it is depicted in the book of Revelation, where it says the rivers of living water flow out from under the throne room of God, and they nourish these trees which produce fruit for the healing of the nations. So you and I, in a sense, are like the fruit trees in the book of Revelation. And through the rivers of living water that flow out of our inmost being, we read in the Bible that we have the gifts of the Holy Spirit that are produced by the Holy Spirit, and we have the fruits of the Holy Spirit, such as love, peace, joy, long-suffering, things of that nature. So the Bible tells us that you and I, if we're receiving the presence of the Lord, if we're drinking in the rivers of living water, and if we're allowing the rivers of living water to flow through us and out of us to minister to people, and we do that by worshiping the Lord and reading His Word, people are saved, people are healed, people are delivered, because they see the supernatural fruits of the Holy Spirit manifesting in your life, as well as the supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to close the Paul McGuire report with this thought. This is how revival spreads. This is how we turn the world upside down for the Lord. We're agents of God's healing and love and power. As long as we choose through worship, through the Word of God, through renewing our minds with the Word of God, repentance from sin, as long as we choose to be abiding with Jesus. Jesus said, "Abide in me, and I will abide in you, and whatever you ask me in my name, I will do it for you." So you and I have at our disposal this awesome reservoir of supernatural biblical power that Jesus talks about when he said, when you abide in me, and then we allow Jesus to abide in us, that then and only then, whatever we ask Jesus for in his name, the condition is that we're abiding in him and we allow him to abide in us. That allows us to reach a much more powerful spiritual platform, and it allows us to access kingdom power, kingdom love, kingdom faith, kingdom healing on a level we never dreamed possible again. And when you have a critical mass of people in the world operating on that higher level of spirituality, revival spreads, the love of God spreads. And for the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but it's a matter of the supernatural power of God. You see, the kingdom of God is not just blah, 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 blah. There's the corresponding supernatural power of God that goes with it. You need to go to paulmcguire.us, get yourself a copy of Power from On High. Make sure you connect, join, like. It's all free. Sign up to our Facebook pages, Instagram, our Roku channel with hundreds of hours of me preaching at Paradise Mountain Church. Connect to the Roku channel. It's free. Make sure you join our e-blast list. It's free. Go to paulmcguire.us. enjoyed the hundreds of pages of articles and photographs and links. We have links from paulmcguire.us to all kinds of platforms that will feed you and build you up in the power of God. So visit paulmcguire.us and remember, nothing, absolutely nothing, is impossible with God.